A new business. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A new business. Just imagine if the razor business had started off earlier. Well, it didn't. In ancient Bible times and in ancient times, everyone wore beards because that's what grew on their face. And some plucked the beards out, and some shaved them off. It was whatever technique they had. But most of them left it alone because they didn't have the interest or the equipment to take care of it. And so majority of men in all times have been with beards. Even today, men's beards grow out normally if they are not stopped. That's the common thing that happens. And men trim their beards or shave their face entirely because it's easier to take care of, and it has become the fashion. Now, from time to time, the fashion goes back and forth to having beards and having mustaches and having no mirrored beards and no mustaches and things like that. And this will always be. This has been down through history. In ancient tribes and in not-so-ancient tribes, the aborigine, or the original peoples, would sit before their barber, and their barber would pluck out each hair. Now, you can imagine that's not necessarily a happy situation. So what the barber does, the barber serves drinks. He serves an alcoholic beverage, which makes them so that they don't feel the plucking. And when they're done, then they take the certain type of oil from some animal or from ostrich or something, whatever they happen to have, an emu, and they put it on the skin, and the skin heals very quickly, and it's done. And sometimes they just take the alcoholic drink and splash it on the face after they have plucked it, or the hair that they plucked, and it would sting to anyone who wasn't inebriated. But when you're inebriated, you are unconscious. You are not conscious of what's going on. So this is being done today in tribes around the world where it's fashionable to shave all parts of the beard or all the beard. And some religious cultures say that you should leave the beard alone, never touch it, because the Bible says, you know, that you shouldn't touch the beard. And they find all sorts of reasons for the things that they do, and that's just fine. If you need an excuse, all you have to do is say, I choose to have a beard. Mm-hmm. And have yourself a beard. Now, there are people who have scars on their faces, and they were injured in some way, and they have never had plastic surgery to take care of it. But if they did have plastic surgery, would the plastic surgery include the hair follicles in that area of the face? So there'd be wherever that area of the injury was, you wouldn't see a beard. So they shave it all, and they leave their face look as ordinary as possible. We're all into this sort of thing. We're all into cosmetics. We're all into thinking how we can look more beautiful or how we can be more effective with whatever show we put on. We wear clothing to display before other people. We wear hats and coats to look attractive to other people. It's just like some of the birds, you know, they have these beautiful feathers, and the beautiful feathers makes them attractive to the mate that they would like to get. Now, what's the importance of these things? The importance of these things is just a thing. It's just a cultural thing that is done. And there is no significance to it in the ultimate of all, even though some people like to draw significance out of it. There's no significance to it, but what it is a matter of our choice. Now, what choice do you have? Now, there are the farm girls who have these lovely, beautiful complexions and beautiful faces and never wear cosmetics and things like that because they didn't have them. They just didn't have them. And so when a man fell in love with a girl or a woman from the country, and she didn't have these cosmetics, she was whatever she was, you know, and that's what he fell in love with. And then as soon as they got married, and if they moved to town, and the first thing she did was to go in the drugstore and get herself all sorts of cosmetics and change her beautiful, pure look that she had as a country girl. Now, do we realize what we're doing when we do that? We do and we don't. We do when we think we're going to impress somebody other than ourselves. We don't when we just impress ourselves. Can you live your life? Can you express yourself in your body, in your clothing, in your cosmetics, in your whatever that you do to please yourself? Can you do that? If you can, then you're making a big stride. If you can't, then your world possesses you. Your world pushes your buttons. Your world makes demands upon you, but not really. You think that that would make you look better to the world, and the world really doesn't care. The world looks at us and takes us from the charisma that we are, the dynamics that we are, the beauty that we are. Here, McCain ran for office. He had been injured in service, and he had a scar on his face, and that didn't disturb anyone from voting for him, and voting for him strongly in the various elections where he won as senator and the various posts that he had. Now, why should people vote for him if he has these scars? Because they don't see it. They only see the man. They only see the magic of the man, his personal charisma. They only see his drive and his calling to be who he is. And he played a good role. He played a good role. But really, I think it's wonderful if you can start at the top. If you can decide to go into politics, instead of going through all the ranks like most people do, just become president, and just be the president, and be a good president. And then you retire, and you have a salary of over $200,000, $300,000 a year on which to live, and you can live quite comfortably, and you can involve yourself into quite a variety of wonderful activities which are paid for by your retirement pay. And your retirement is always there because the federal government is always there. If the federal government goes out of business, then your retirement is gone, you know. Well, that's the way the ball bounces. That's why companies like to insure their retirement policy so that if they do not stay in business, the retirement will remain in effect by the insurance agent that takes it over. Now, where are you standing on all this sort of thing? We have a very wonderful statement, and that statement is always in divine order. We've been using it quite a bit lately, too. Not enough, though. And when we say all is in divine order, what happens? Every area of our life is completely in divine order. We don't have to say, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to be, that's going to be. We just say all is in divine order, and then we let it be, and then we let it be revealed. We don't go out manipulating other people. We don't go out trying to get other people to believe in us and to support us. Now, you say, if you're running for office, you have to do that. How many millions of dollars did they spend on their political thing? 80 million or more?
A lot.
Well, at least 80 million. Because what Obama spent is supposed to have been the most that has ever been spent, and he did not receive any funds from the federal government, which are available to him. And other political candidates did take it, you know. And he felt there's no reason I should do that. If the people want me and my supporters want me to do this, then they'll support me. And they did. And they did very comfortably, so no big deal. But of course, we have to be intelligent, and that's difficult to do. We have to say, This is the largest amount of money ever spent on a political campaign. And what's the other largest money that was ever spent on a political campaign? X billions, millions of dollars in 1960. X billion, millions of dollars. Okay, now, on the 1960 market and today's market, based upon the similar pattern, how much would the $80 million and the millions of dollars, X millions of dollars that were spent in 1960, how would that compare? It would compare that quite likely pretty much the same thing. Because the money has escalated, the cost of living has escalated, the value of the dollar has not improved, but the dollar has, see right now, the European euro market has 700 to 1,000, and the United States has 1,000. And the markets of the world are going down a little bit in their valuation compared to the United States. Well, the United States is going to continue going up, and now with the new president, will go up even higher because he is going after stability and not trying to give it all away to foreign nations where we should be giving it away to ourselves and our own activities first. But that's my point of view, and you've heard that before. Yes. Are we living for others, or are we living for ourselves? If we're living for ourselves, life is wonderful. If we're living for others, it's a never-ending, never-appreciated job. So, do it for yourself and be glad, and I'm glad with you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, Herb.
I love you.